Welcome to Ask the Guru, the podcast where we answer the big questions like, who am I and why am I here? What is it all for? I am so grateful to have you joining me on this quest for the answers. Hello. Today I have a super good episode for you. This is an episode that is answering the question that literally every single person has, which is, why am I doing all the things right? You know, I'm working hard, I'm showing up every day, I'm dreaming big, yet none of my dreams seem to be coming to pass. I'm still waiting for that ideal romance or that dream job. You know, it seems like everybody else is living the dream and I'm just sitting here waiting. You're not alone. This is why today I decided to cover this topic, is how can I get people past that hump and realize that it is within their control, that actually everything wants to come to them, that the universe is not biased, it's not giving to some people and then not to others. It wants to give to you in massive amounts of abundance. It will give you everything that you will essentially allow. This is one of those things that's difficult to hear. You know, for most people, to hear that, wait a minute, what you're telling me, Debbie, is that the universe wants to give to me, that essentially I can have anything that I want, but it's me somehow holding my good back. I want to say, yeah. I mean, imagine this. Just think about this. If you were walking down the street somewhere and some person walked up to you and wanted to just hand you a $20 bill and they're like, here, this is for you. What would you do? Would you, no, thanks, you know, and walk away and then ponder for the rest of the day, what the heck was that, you know, and where did that come from? Or would you accept it and just say thank you? So I want you to imagine the universe is just like that person, that random person. It wants to just walk up and bestow on you whatever it is that you're dreaming of, whatever you're wishing for. But are you ready to receive it? Are you willing to receive it? Or would you not, because it doesn't live in the realm of your expectations, because you're not expecting it, would you push it away? Would you reject it if it showed up? So what we need to look at and analyze is, what are our expectations? What do you expect to receive? What are the expectations in your life that you are setting around your relationships, around your job, around your lifestyle, the extravagance of your lifestyle, the freedom of your lifestyle? Where is your expectations? And a way that we can see our expectations is to look at our beliefs. So do we believe that, you know, we have to really work hard for money? So then, you know, your allowance of how much money can come to you is going to be a direct reflection of how hard you work, which of course has a cap. You can only work so hard before your body falls apart or you need to sleep. So you're only allowing yourself to a certain level of abundance. And again, that exists in your beliefs and your expectations. Do you have an expectation right now that you're going to have 3 meals a day? So you're probably meeting that with ease. Do you have an expectation that you'll have a car, that you'll have a house, that you'll have, you know, you have an expectation of a certain lifestyle, and that's the lifestyle that you're living. So if you want to move to a higher level of allowance where your lifestyle begins to change, you have to check, do I have the expectation that that is a possibility? Do I believe that that is possible? And would I allow it if it was coming to me? So we want to look at the thoughts that you have around relationships, around prosperity in general, you know, money, your beliefs around your home life. What do you believe that you will have in the next, say, year? And your allowance is going to, what's going to show up in your life is going to be a direct reflection of what you believe is possible, what your expectations are. And I would urge you as well to look at who are you allowing to set your expectations or your beliefs? Are they truly yours, or are they somebody else's that maybe gave them to you or you took them on? We, 20, 30, 40 years ago, this living was very different than where we are now. If we're still holding the beliefs today that are similar to 40, 50 years ago, then we're holding ourselves back tremendously. I mean, today, just the age of information and the way things flow, you know, we can have a thought, an idea, and we can set that in motion in seconds, right? 50 years ago, it would take a long time because we couldn't get on the internet and just boom, boom, boom and make it happen. We couldn't, I mean, to gather the people that we needed to gather and get the necessary information, it was 10 million times more difficult. And now we have Google. Just in a second, we have that answer. So we can calculate things and move through things in a much more rapid rate. So we need to change and adjust our belief systems as well and our expectations as well, because everything can move very differently today. So we have to look at have we given the authority in our life to set our expectations and our limitations, essentially, for what is going to, what we're going to allow. For example, we allow our doctor. You rely on your doctor to tell you what you can expect as far as your health goes. You may visit your doctor every single year, and then they're going to tell you an expectation based on your age, not based on you, but based on a set parameter of expectations they've decided, which may not necessarily apply to you, but because you live in this age group, you should have these, because these things should be going wrong with you, or there's a possibility. And now we have an expectation of the body failing instead of an expectation of health. Do you expect that every day that you're going to get older in some way the body is breaking down and deteriorating? Or do you expect the opposite? Do you expect to feel better tomorrow than you do today? And ask yourself why you expect one over the other. Who have you given the authority in your life to give you that belief? And is it true? Is it even true? Your brain is absolutely amazing. This incredible, like, we're barely scraping the beginning of understanding the capabilities of your brain to literally create miracles in your body. I mean, it has the ability to heal. If we cut our skin, you know, the brain sends the message down on how to recreate those cells to bend everything back together. It's an incredible machine, and it's the brain that does this. And your brain looks for similarities. It wants to validate and verify your beliefs. It is working under your direction. If you tell the brain that you are getting older, your brain is going to look for evidence of that. And it's going to gather evidence based on what you have told it in the past as beliefs of what getting older looks like. Getting older should look like this. And then you look for evidence of it. And whenever we're looking for evidence of something, we'll find it. We'll find it. You can look for literally evidence of anything, aliens, and you're going to find evidence of it. It doesn't matter what you're looking for. You will find evidence of it. It's again, another amazing capability. So you could look for evidence in your body of how today your body is better than it was yesterday. And I guarantee you will also find evidence of that. And so that is what we need to start doing. We need to start expecting more, expecting our health to get better every single year, expecting that our abundance, our prosperity is limitless, expecting just avalanches of abundance to flow onto us with no cap, no limit. Let's look at money again, because this is a big one where people tend to limit themselves and their expectations. Most of us have sources of income. So we have flows, let's picture them as little rivers of abundance flowing to us, and we know where they're coming from. And I mean, it could be anything. I mean, it could be that you have a trust fund, or you have investments, or you have a job with a salary. But no matter what, we know how much money is coming, and we allow that money to flow to us from certain avenues. And so right now you could probably think of, yes, I know money is coming from here and here and here. And then ask yourself where the cap is. So with each of those avenues, you're going to have a limit to how much money can come through that avenue. It's like that river can only get this big. It can't get this big, right? Because you can't, it's beyond your capability to see any more money than this limit coming from that path. What if you were to open up your expectation that money doesn't necessarily only need to come from these particular rivers or sources? What if there's other paths that money could come to that maybe you're not aware of right now? Maybe they're not currently open, but are you going to open up and expect, allow money to come from other sources? So that if that person walked up to you on the street and wanted to give you that $20, you could view that as one of those sources of just money coming to you because that's what you expect. That somehow money's just going to flow to you. You're going to, you know, walk down the street and find a $100 bill. Maybe a check comes in the mail, an unexpected check, and you completely forgot about it. Can you open up your mind to different avenues allowing money and abundance to come to you, and then maybe start to expand your expectations of that to a point where there is no cap, where you, for right now, you go, yeah, Debbie, I could expect to find a $20 bill maybe on the street. You know, that's easy, right? But see how there's a cap even there. So can you get to a place where you start to look at your beliefs around money and your limitations around what you allow, and then start to expect more? And again, you may not make the leap from zero to a million, right? But so build it. Expect $20, then expect $100, and keep letting it grow. Keep letting it grow. Expect 2 more clients, then 5 more, then 10. Keep allowing that to expand until it moves into a space where you can see there is no limit, that you are allowing abundance to flow to you freely. You're expecting it, and there's no limit on it. That is when you have fully removed any limiting beliefs around finances, around money. And I'm not saying that the goal in life is to get more money in any way, shape, or form, but it definitely is to remove any boundaries within our consciousness that we're placing that limit us from experiencing the fullness of life that you were meant to experience. We're meant to just experience this idea that, you know what? I am an unlimited being. And I am capable of creating anything without boundaries in my life. And the only thing I ever need to do is look within my own consciousness and see where I may be blocking myself. Where are your expectations? Knowing this, because that is going to be your cap. I mean, this can be your expectations in your relationships as well. Think about how we may hold our partners down with an expectation, or we may hold our children back with our expectation. So maybe our child in the past has always had a tendency to do a certain thing. Well, do we keep expecting that from them? Do we look for that first instead of having the expectation that they're going to perform differently now, that they're going to move beyond that? So when we have the expectation, we're not allowing them to grow. Every time we have the expectation that they're going to do the same thing they did before, we're not allowing them to grow or expand or change or get stronger. And, you know, these are the things that we need to examine within ourselves, how we may be holding people back that we love, and we may not be able to experience them the way we want to because our expectations are lower. You know, for example, say your significant other every anniversary just fails, always forgets the anniversary, or does, you know, a crappy job of celebrating you. So now it's your anniversary, and you have the expectation, of course, they're going to forget and this and that. So now you're actually limiting your ability to experience anything else. They may have, you know, said happy anniversary. They may have done something that they felt was a big deal. They may have wanted to grow, but you may have subconsciously or unconsciously started an argument with them. Oh, you're probably going to forget it. You're probably going to forget. I don't even want to do anything because I'm not going to get my hopes or my expectations up. Why? Why not get your expectations up? Why not allow that person to show up different today than they were last year? You know, we need to allow people to grow, to change, and we need to release them from any of their past, right? If we keep holding people in their past with our stories or our expectations, we're actually holding them back. We're not allowing them to grow. What if we could see the people in our life, the people that we love, if we could see them for who they're becoming, see them for what they're capable of, if we could grow our expectations of them to a place where they aren't even capable of seeing that yet, you may find that they want to live up to your expectations. People want to perform in the way that they're expected to. They really do. If somebody says, I see that you're a superstar, you're going to be amazing one day. We want to show up for that. We want to be what they see in us. And so we start to live up to that. And then our expectations of ourselves start to grow as we believe them. As we take that on as a belief, maybe I am a superstar. Maybe I am capable of this. So we have the ability to hold people back that we love, and then we dim our ability, our experience of them. Let's look at some of the other limitations that we may hold in our life. Limitations around our health, we discussed. And again, this is in our realm of expectation, but it's also in maybe our job. Limitations in our ability to see ourselves doing a job that we love. In fact, removing the word job altogether, because what we're doing is just doing what we love, and then somehow money comes. We don't even need the money to come directly from the job, because remember, we opened up other avenues for money to flow onto us so we can show up and just do what we're passionate about. So what if your expectation changed that every single, instead of expecting that, you got to wake up tomorrow, go to work, go through the motions, you know, do this, do that, take care of the kids or take care of the dog or whatever your life is, right? Instead of having those expectations that limit your world, they actually stop miracles from happening. They stop you from seeing the miracle if it was there. But have the expectation that tomorrow a miracle is going to happen, that you could live a life where you are waking up and doing what you love, that you are impassioned every single day, that you're living fully in purpose, that you feel necessary, that you feel as though you are important in the world, and if you were gone, you would be gravely missed, not just by your family, not just by your friends, but by the world and the impact that you have made. And what if every single day you got to move into a life where you were free and in love and rejoicing in pure health in the body. Energy was flowing through you. Now that we have a picture of what it is that we would love to achieve, right? I'm going to give you a couple tools that help you to get there. How do you start to change these beliefs? How do you start to open up your expectations into a new realm? Especially since we have these authority figures still around us saying, no, 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 you should be, right? How do we change that? So here's a couple powerful tools that you can utilize and start to truly expand your life. So the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is pull out a pad of paper or just with your computer. I really believe that there is power in the written word, that when the hand is actually not just pressing buttons, but in writing, but I'll take it either way. So if you prefer to type something out, you do that. So you're going to pull out some sort of utensil for recording. and you're going to, and this could be, maybe you're recording your voice saying these words. That could be the most powerful way. You're going to say, "I wish." And you're going to start to develop this muscle of wishing. And notice, I want you to not just wish and then be done with it, but I want you to read back over what it is that you wrote or re-listen to what it is that you said, and notice if you spent more time when you were saying your wishes, placing your limitations around them. For example, I will ask somebody to say, what do you want? What is your dream relationship? And they'll start with, "Well, I just wish I had a relationship where, you know, there was better communication, where we weren't fighting all the time and arguing about stupid things. I just wish that somebody wasn't, you know, could be more considerate." That person made a wish, but all they did in their conscious mind or subconscious mind was place the limitations. There was an expectation that most people don't communicate well, that they aren't considerate, that they aren't blah, 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 instead of focusing the energy on what it is that they want. So listen to this and see if this sounds better. "I want a partner who is always thinking about me and placing a priority on our relationship. They're doing wonderful things to show me that they care all the time. And we have these wonderful talks where I feel heard and I'm able to voice some of the things that I care about. And I love hearing them talk about what it is that they care about. And we support one another." See, these are the things where now you're getting really clear about what is important in the relationship. You didn't get, that was a very specific thing. You know, we saw them talking. We saw that it was a beautiful conversation where they were feeling heard and supported. So some of these words that sort of uplift, right? So there was not a broad, a vague wish. It was pretty specific. But didn't highlight the negatives, didn't preface why they were wishing for it, didn't have to explain why they want these things, just said, "This is what I want." That is important. So as you're making your wishes, I want you to be very careful to pay attention to, am I prefacing my wish with why I'm wishing for it? Because I've had these really terrible experiences in the past and I want to explain all of that first in my wish. No, use that bad experience to show you the contrast that happened so that you could get clearer on what it is that you want. And now just focus on what you want. Get so clear on what you want that you can write that wish and just see that, only see the result. So you're going to do that. You're going to get clear on what it is that you want around your relationships, around your job. What would be your dream job? Not from a limited standpoint, not from the space of what you're already doing, what you're capable of, what your qualifications are. It's what would you dream of doing if you could do anything? That is the job. Write that down. And oftentimes, people are so exhausted from their day-to-day jobs that when I ask them to do that, they'll always wish for nothing. I want to do nothing. And here's something that I'm going to assure you before you write that wish down, is if I gave you the opportunity to do nothing, that you would start to feel very heavy. That we need to feel purposeful. So maybe think, okay, after I've had a long rest, which may be what you need, after I've had a really long rest and I'm so rested, then I want to wake up and do this, and this will give me vitality and passion and joy and purpose, okay? So you're going to write that, and then think about your quality of life. What are the things that you would love to have in your life, you would love to do? Maybe it's traveling, maybe it's seeing the world, maybe. So you're going to write these really big wishes. Try and take any barriers, limitations off of that. And as you write them, notice the barriers and limitations that you have. You know, notice, am I dreaming from a space of, well, you know, I can't go too far because my house is here and, you know, my husband or my wife, they don't like to travel. I want you to just make your wishes and try and remove all the limiting beliefs that you've established thus far. And then you're going to look at that whole list of all the wishes that you wrote. And you're going to flip it over and you're going to start from scratch again. Go right back to the very first square one of relationships. And you're going to rewrite your wishes as if you have them. And you're going to write them from a standpoint of so much gratitude. I am so grateful that I finally found that person that supports me and loves me. And we have such a great ability to communicate. It's almost like he or she knows what I'm thinking even before I do, and or knows what I'm going to say. So you're going to write all of that from the standpoint of it's already there, and you're just so grateful. I'm so grateful I have the job of my dreams. I can wake up every day and do what I love and feel my purpose. I'm so grateful that I have this amazing home where I can garden, or you know, whatever it is that you love. Once you've done that and you've wrote it all down as if it is something you currently have, then you're going to flip it over again, go to a whole new page, and you're going to write the words, I deserve. And then you're going to write each of these wishes from the standpoint of I deserve. I deserve to have this relationship. And this is going to reveal to you any beliefs or limitations that you may have in your conscious or unconscious mind about whether or not you're worthy of these things. And you can start to dissect that, just to get in there and pull out, why do I believe that I don't deserve this for some reason? Why is this person more worthy than me? And because it's untrue. Of course you deserve it. You deserve all the abundance the world has to offer, right? And so again, it goes back to that person handing you the $20 on the street and you saying, no, if you don't believe you deserve it, you're not going to accept it. That love, it may be right in front of your face, but if you don't believe you deserve it, you're going to push that love away. It is so important that you look at your beliefs around what it is that you deserve, and remember that you are deserving, that just by being born, you deserve all the abundance this world has to offer. There is nothing that makes anybody else more deserving, more loved, more capable of creating literal miracles. This has been an episode of Ask the Guru, where we shine the light into the dark places. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe to this channel, and I look forward to hearing your questions.